Hello, everyone, and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. If you have any questions that you would like us to look at and answer, then do please email in at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. And you can ask me your questions. If you don't want them shared, then you just put private and confidential and we can just say you're anonymous. Or do, of course, if you're on any of the social apps right now, you can just put them in the comments below. If you're on YouTube, please hit subscribe. Now, today's episode, I am going to talk to you about cellulite. And at the end of the episode, I'm going to give you some of my absolute top three tips for addressing cellulite in a really powerful way. As somebody who had quite a lot of cellulite and I've now managed to get rid of it all. Yay! Not that it matters if you have it. This episode is purely if you are somebody that would like to get rid of it. It's nothing wrong with accepting our curves and our imperfections or perfections as we go through the 21st century. So before we get started on the old cellulite narrative, let's talk about some of your feedback. Sandra, she says, brilliant. Thank you, Katie. I've learned so much from your podcast. It's become a way of life. Well, that's great because I have to say these podcasts have become my way of life too. There is nothing I like more than being shut into this little cubicle for hours at the end, talking uninterrupted, which is the best bit of all, because I don't have to listen to anyone else. I can just talk nonstop about what I love so much. And I have to say, it really does do the trick. And by the time I finish later on today, I walk out and I'm kind of talked out. And it's like a sort of chirping bird on the tree. It's just kind of like it's sort of said its piece and now it goes quiet. So I'm so glad that you find this a way of life as well too, Sandra. That's great. And Clara says, removing stagnant energy. I've just ordered a tapping stick. This is good to know. So those of you that are unfamiliar with this brand, I have a brand which I created called the Hey You Method. And Hey You means a call to action, as in, hey, you do it for yourself. And it's also a derivation of a sort of fusion of the word how in Chinese, which means well and good, slightly mutated, but that's okay because it's a brand name. And there's a whole load of little products over there, which I've curated and created over the last several years, probably about 10 years ago, it all started. So it's a very nice little selection. And one of them is a gorgeous bamboo tapping stick, which is absolutely brilliant at helping you energize the body. It's really, really good for you. And it's won loads of awards. And we've sold thousands of them over the years, and people are really happy with them. So they have stood the customer feedback test. So Clara, let me know how you get on with that. Now, let's get back to the topic of the day, which is cellulite. Now, cellulite obviously is like this kind of orange peel skin, and it often affects kind of thighs, lower tummy, bottom, hips and upper arms. Now, what is this all about? Now, it doesn't matter if you are happy with your cellulite and you're happy with your shape, this episode doesn't apply to you. But there's many people out there, including myself, who I wasn't very happy with it. I didn't really like it very much. I just didn't really like the shape it gave me and I didn't like the feeling of it. So I wanted to do something about it. So I researched it and kind of came up with a fact sheet on cellulite, which is what I've got in front of me now. So if you're interested in the fact sheet, it's over on the website. But I'm going to talk you through it today anyway. The way that I like to describe cellulite is just kind of thinking that the fat deposits in the body sort of get pushed up through the fascia. Okay, now this is often due to compromised circulation and sluggish lymphatic flow. And that's the first thing that we need to think about, okay? Because the thing that we often do with our bodies is we start bashing them. I've noticed this in clinic. I've noticed this when I do my bathroom series at home. I've noticed this with influencers, with press, with clients, with people, with everyone. People sort of get hold of something and they start really rubbing hard or pushing hard or scrubbing away at their bodies. And one of the key things to say about cellulite is this relationship with the fascia. Now, fascia is basically connective tissue in the body. And the way that I like to describe fascia is think of it like a coral reef. Now, the Taoist masters would describe your body as the entire universe is inside your body. So every single component of the universe and the natural world is inside your body. So think of fascia as coral reef, which is indeed what we have in the earth. Now, what does the coral reef do? How does it behave? Well, it's very soft in terms of it sort of waves itself around very, very gently. And it's very, very quick to get disturbed. It's one of the first signs of global warming was the coral reefs dying. That was kind of, a lot of marine biologists were starting to kind of cotton onto this because the water temperature was going up, which was impacting the coral reefs. Now, kind of similar with the body, the way that I like to think about this, because we are dealing with the physical body, but we're also dealing with the metaphysical body as well. And fascia is connective tissue. And fascia is where everything connects to everything else. That's where the energy starts to become physical and vice versa. That's this sort of moment in the body, okay? So I like to imagine it like a coral reef. So just like a coral reef, because sort of like dancing in the waves and in the sea and under the atmosphere above, that's what fascia is doing as well. Now, the thing is, though, is that when we get compromised, the fascia gets compromised. And the thing is, like coral reefs, fascia gets compromised really, really easily because it's this connective tissue. And it's where energy and blood and sort of the physical and the metaphysical meet, which means given that the metaphysical aspect of the body is very, very easily disturbed, that's the kind of thing that we need to be aware of. So what then happens is modern life comes in, okay? Compromised circulation. Well, what's that? Well, just think about that for a second. If anyone is listening to this and you've been sat down for a long time, okay, or you've been in an uncomfortable position, or you've been sat at your desk. I mean, I'm now recording the podcast. I've been sat down for a good hour. Yes, I actually managed to do a good lot of walking this morning. I'm going to do a decent amount of walking this evening. But really what I should be doing between episodes is getting up, standing, just, you know, jiggling around a bit. In fact, I should listen to my own advice. In fact, I will go and do that after this episode. But then the compromised circulation due to oversedentary lifestyles then creates sluggish lymphatic flow, because lymph flow, which is very much attached to the physical body, moves kind of slowly around the body by muscle movement. It is not pumped like blood flow. Blood flow is pumped by the heart. Lymph flow is squeezed by muscle movement. And if you are not moving very much, it's not going to get squeezed and therefore it gets compromised. And it's any wonder that therefore cellulite starts to build up around the kind of the seating area of the body. And so the thing is, when the lymphatic flow gets compromised, then what happens is toxins don't get flushed out efficiently. So then they start to sort of build up. Now, on top of this, if we are then very stressed and we are dealing with a lot of negativity all day long, and there's sort of this heavy energy that we're having to process, which is like a lot of stress and a lot of worry and a lot of fear, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, and we can't let go of things and we're being bombarded by stuff, this is heavy. It feels heavy. Now, remember, I'm talking about fascia, like this kind of coral reef, and fascia is where the metaphysical, it's where your feelings and your physical body join. It's this connection point of the body. This is where it all happens, okay? So it's very, very delicate. It's like this kind of cobweb all over the body. And yet it's absolutely paramount. And it has a massive relationship to cellulite, because not only then are you compromised because you're compromising your circulation by being over sedentary, and then the lymphatic flow is getting sluggish, and then things aren't flushing out properly, then you're overloading what is already sluggish with a dump and a deluge of negative emotional energy as well, which adds to this because the fascia gets overloaded and then it all starts to get sort of heavy and saggy. Okay, now then you can add into this already kind of toxic pot that's brewing, okay, a load of inflammation, because we get chronically stressed in modern life, okay, because basically the stress response creates the inflammatory response. Okay, so then in comes the inflammation, and then in that inflammation comes, that's also sort of heavy in nature, starting to circulate around the circulatory systems of the body and getting clogged up, because the lymph flow has got its own kind of like narrative, but it's also deeply in relationship to blood flow, because lymph picks up what the blood circulation can't, okay, or tries to. That's its one of its key purposes. So inflammation is then making things worse, and then stress is exacerbating everything. And then, of course, in comes the diet. And the problem with modern living is that our diets are not as good as they should be. I will guarantee to you that it is not ancient Asian brilliant. It will be better than probably modern Western, not that great, but most of us are eating at a mediocre level, okay, unless we are really, really paying attention to it. Now, there's other episodes where I've gone deeper into diet and food management, but one of the key things to say to everyone, which I repeat over and over, is diary your food. Okay, make a food diary. And what does that mean? That means, one, diary into your calendar when you're eating. Give yourself half an hour to eat a meal and start at least the digestive process. Half an hour isn't even enough, but most people give themselves no time whatsoever. So half an hour is a good start, okay? And try as best you can to eat vaguely the same sort of thing at the same sort of quantity at the same sort of time of day, because that's what the body needs, okay? And give yourself menu plans and give yourself the opportunity to really think about the kind of foods that you should be eating, okay? And eating them at the right time. If people have more questions about that, then feel free to message in. I work with a lovely friend of mine called Lucinda, who runs something called the iWellness Plan, which I've done myself and found extremely useful. And another plan which I have recommended to many people and I found useful is the Zoe plan. Both of those, Lucinda's much more targeted and you get to speak to her directly, and the Zoe plan has got loads and loads and loads of customer testimonies as well. Okay, so then what happens is a lot of what's going on here with the diet and stress and the sedentary lifestyle and the inflammatory response from chronic stress and all this stuff is that cellulite then gets linked to these kinds of internal imbalances, which start to kind of kick in, which also start to create a bit of what we call a damp constitution. Okay, so then dampness starts to creep in, which is that kind of heavy sort of nature that cellulite offers. And really, what we then have to do in order to address all of this is we've got to basically start to do some simple things to just address the fact that we've got a dietary imbalance, we've got stress, we've got circulatory things going on, we've got a bit of damp created in the body, we've now got some organs that start to get compromised in the mix. The spleen is very much responsible for kind of damp, is kind of attributed to the spleen. The spleen is also very much connected to the lymphatic system. The spleen is responsible for the movement of muscles. The spleen is responsible for the transformation and transportation of food and fluids around the body. And cellulite is very much a sort of fluidy-based problem. The liver is very responsible for detoxifying the blood and for the movement of qi and blood around the body, and just generally kind of the management of just kind of everything flowing. And stress overload is really, really not good, okay, because the liver doesn't like all that stress. And the liver is also getting compromised with fat and sugar metabolization, which then kind of compromises and makes this underlying pattern a million times more. So all in all, you've got this just kind of cooking pot of stuff. But the good news is there's loads of fantastic ways that I can now give you to address this. Okay, so the first thing is, as I started to allude to, is what we don't do is start bashing our body, which is what I witness people doing all the time, walloping ourselves and all the rest of it. When it comes to cellulite, we want to be gentle, because really, if I'm going to sort of pinpoint this on one particular organ of the body that we need to start focusing on, we need to go to the spleen. And the spleen loves gentle. So what the spleen loves more than anything is body brushing. Okay, the spleen absolutely loves it. So if you hop over to the HeyYou method, you will see that we have two body brushes over there, a hard one and a soft one. And the soft one is very much designed for dry body brushing, which the spleen absolutely loves. And then the hard one is much more designed to be done in the shower. Now, personally, I would recommend that you start with the dry one, okay, and you do this before you get in the shower or once you've dried yourself, okay? And just give yourself a lovely slow song that you like to listen to and really work on yourself slowly, because the spleen loves it. Okay, that's the first thing. A bit of dry body brushing is one of the best ways to start addressing cellulite. But that's just not the only thing. The key to this is not just do one thing and think that's going to be enough. Okay, because I've just described modern day life and there is so much off balance that we need to just go a little bit deeper than that. So the next thing that the spleen loves, okay, is moving the muscles. Now, moving the muscles, because the spleen is very much responsible for muscles and the muscle movements control lymphatic flow. And lymphatic flow is one of the reasons we're getting cellulite in the first place. And fascia loves to stretch. And fascia, as I've said, is this connective tissue where everything is joining everything else. And the cellulite is kind of squeezing its way through the fascia, creating the orange peel effect in the first place. So what do? Simple stretch. Okay, so you just stand with your feet shoulder width apart. Web your fingers together so that you've got the webs of the fingers are all now connected. Push the hands away from yourself. Relax the shoulders. Lift the hands above the head. Stretch up. Stretch to the side. Come back to center. Stretch the other side. Back to the centre. Twist. So you look behind you. Back to centre. Twist. Look behind you. Back to centre. Hands into prayer. Bring the hands down in front of you. And now do a simple swimming dragon. For those of you listening, right now, just Google later when you can, Katie Brindle swimming dragon, and it will pop back up. Okay? Simple. Then shimmy. Just shimmying the shoulders from side to side, okay? If you're sitting, just do it from a seated position. If you're standing, just rock from one foot to the other. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. It's just gently getting the body moving, okay? Very, 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 very simple, okay? Really, really easy stretch, okay? Really, really simple. Then turning at the waist, okay? The spleen loves to turn at the waist. So again, it's a very, very simple exercise where you're just turning at the waist. The spleen loves to turn at the waist because it's kind of like wringing out those kind of inner lymph nodes and things. It just really starts to get everything squeezed. It's just a really, really simple exercise. The spleen, as I've said, loves to be body brushed. Now, we can then go a little bit deeper again, okay? Because we can use the body sculptor. Now, the body sculptor is, again, over on the Hey You method. It's a big sort of black instrument which you hold, and you just literally press stroke it over the affected area with a little bit of oil, and it's perfectly designed to work for cellulite. It's one of its best things. It's even got a serrated edge, which adds a little bit of vibrational therapy into the mix, which is really good at breaking all this down and waking the fascia back up. Because as I said, fascia is a bit like a coral reef, so it has a habit of stopping dancing when its environment isn't quite right. It just sort of clams up and just kind of goes a bit sort of like, okay? So you want to kind of tease it back to life again so it starts moving again and starts dancing. So using a sculptor is really, really good at squeezing the cellulite and allowing it to stretch itself back up again. Okay, so these are really, really easy way to do a little bit of cellulite addressing. So hopefully that has helped you understand cellulite and what to do about it. There are also on the fact sheets some acupressure points which are also useful. But what I always say about acupressure is do the basic things correctly first before you start fiddling around pressing yourself, which is a slightly more finickety. Just start to do these simple things well, okay? And make sure that you're doing them every day. And do let me know in the comments below how you get on with this advice. And if you need any more support on any level at all, just message in. You can email us at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com, add it into the message below. And also, if you found this episode helpful, do please forward it and hit subscribe if you're on YouTube. So thank you so much for joining, and I look forward to seeing you next time.